The following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome back and happy holidays to everyone here and all of our listeners as we are here with wonderful Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And Daphne, I can't believe how fast this hour has gone with us.
They usually do go fast because you and I both know how to talk.
We do. And in our last segment this hour, we are looking upon finally setting 2020 behind us. I think we can all agree that this has been a very, at best, challenging year for us. And a lot of us, sadly, have lost loved ones, have been through a lot of emotional turmoil. I also want to do a special shout out to all of our care providers that have been there for our seniors and for those that have needed care. We've also got not only care providers, healthcare people, but we've also got people that are home that are taking care of loved ones and may be in a situation of having, lost a job or different things like that. And so now we're looking at, a new slate, right? And I would love to talk to you a little bit about, as we look into a new year, what are some things, Daphne, that you look at to help families bridge to a new, a new normal, as per se, a new chapter?
Yeah, it's a very broad topic that we can talk about, but it is hopeful to be thinking about 2021 in a way of just kind of shaking off the old. I like that kind of image, just shake it off. And we're moving forward. Our eyes are forward. And sometimes at this time of year, when we're starting a new year, we might be doing some personal, quote, housekeeping. And maybe that's an area of looking at legal documents. Maybe it's an area of thinking about downsizing a home, anticipating that a loved one might need to be moving. And how do we do that? Mm-hmm. How do we sell a home without someone feeling like they're losing their soul? How do we have our elders be a part of those processes? Those are all things that Pinnacle Senior Placements and all of our advisors here can help you with. I say this many times, we are an information post. We are not decision makers. And we have vetted many, many companies, as well as Answers for Elders, that can help you in moving forward with, what are the documents that my mom and dad need? What are the documents that I may need on a legal level? Do I have my durable power of attorney in place? Have I thought about a health care power of attorney? What is a living will? Do I want to be resuscitated or not resuscitated? Is my trust or will in place? I mean, if I'm throwing out names of documents that you're not aware of, you might want to reach out and do some education of yourself so that you know what those documents are and how they affect your life. Some of them are very critical in terms of being able to have your wishes sustained. If you're in a situation where you can't articulate what your wishes are any longer, make sure they're written down. Make sure that somebody knows what you want to have happen. Sometimes, and I don't know about the rest of the world, but my family likes to have things and collect things and hang on to memorabilia. Everything is near and dear to our heart. The favorite little, my mom has something that I made in sixth grade. She just showed to me. I'm 56 years old. I was 12 and 6. That's a long time for my mom to hang on to that. But you get to this place where you're like, what do we do with this house? How do I help my parents start downsizing and still keep their dignity and not have me feel like I'm in a battle with them all the time? These are some things that we can move forward in this 2021. You look at that list of things of I've been meaning to get them done. 2020, we were in survival mode, total survival mode. 2021, if that's on your list of things to do, let it be the time that your shoulders get, a little broader in terms of I'm going to resolve to get these projects done. It might be a simple phone call to Pinnacle Senior Placements that we can say, hey, these people can help you. Or this person will advise you in terms of, yes, you need this, no, you don't need this. but try not to do it alone. I know, Suzanne, you've talked a lot about how important it is to know what you don't know. And these types of subjects are really important to have documents in place.
Very much so. And I think the other thing about it is, too, is we've had a lot of time for introspection in 2020. You know, a lot of us have been sitting alone, including myself. I always laugh. The only person that I have contact with is my husband, and maybe I'll see the grocery store person that loads my groceries. But like you said, our world, as you said in this first hour, our world has gotten smaller. But I think that has been a gift in itself. And to look at 2021 as a theme for renewal, you know, to be able to think of how can I reinvent myself based on some insights or some introspection that we gain through this time. And I think that's important. I know for me, you know, there's been a lot of opportunities for me to take a look at, you know, what's more, I paid more attention to my home this year than I ever have. And that's been kind of interesting because I normally am not, you know, a homebody type person. But now it's like, wow, you know, I want to decorate more for Christmas. I want to still have the quality of the holiday, but I also want to have a better quality of next year. I want to think about how I can do things more mindfully. And I think that's kind of a lot of what you're saying as well, just with the documents, but also overall, what did we gain from 2020? Wouldn't you agree, Daphne?
Yeah, absolutely. There is a silver lining there. I know that there is a lot that I was able to gain in 2020. One of them was just increase my savviness with technology. I mean, that would not have happened without COVID. And I'm thankful for that.
Right.
I have a whole new set of skills that I did not have before. Now, when we're thinking about our relationships with our elders, maybe it's a time to say, you know, and I'm going to backtrack a second. You talked about your mom and her having recipes that you don't have now, and she's not here for you to ask her about it. Maybe this is the time that you don't put off, oh, I got to remember to ask Dad about. Ask him. Pick up the phone. Write a note.
Yes.
Send him an email. Do something. Hook up the Zoom. And don't put it off. You know, I think what we're talking about here is being intentional, whether it be your legal documents, selling a home, downsizing, getting the favorite recipe, hearing the story one more time, getting the details of something that's happened. Be intentional. This is 2021.
Yeah.
It's new. It's fresh. It's going to be exciting if we put our energy there. I know for me.
And what you're saying, too, is a lot of us right now are having dialogues with our family members during this holiday season. You know, we may have seen them on a Zoom call or whatever with, you know, during Christmas holiday, you know, this last week. But we certainly have this new year coming up. And there's all different types of things. It's having new conversations about, you know, how are we progressing as a family? What kind of topics do we need to talk about for our own, you know, care of our loved ones as well as ourselves? And I think those are some options as well, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. Having all of those conversations are really important, but the important piece is do them. Just do them. Put it off, you know. Be introspective. Be aware of what your highest values are. Be aware of the things that are truly important to you, and now make them happen. Make them happen.
Yes.
Those are the things that we can do. You know, I want to include our younger people, our grandkids, the nieces and nephews. I think it's also important to include that generation because they too are struggling. And I talk about a sense of purpose a lot. And our children, our grandkids, if we can help them have a sense of purpose and giving to their grandparents, their aunts and uncles, what a wonderful thing for them to be able to do. To think in terms of those lines as well. How can we help elevate everyone's life in this next coming year? It's an important piece.
It certainly is, and it involves them to being a part of the process. I think one of the reasons why our young people don't get involved with helping their grandparents is they're left out of the loop. Having, you know, involving them is just as important.
Yeah, it is. My mom tells a story of she lived here in Washington at the time and went back to Minnesota and was visiting her family. This was in 1970, and her grandmother was still alive at the time, but she was at a nursing home. And my mom regrets not having visited her at the time. My mom was very young, and she said, I just didn't know what to expect. And that sits on my heart a lot to not, and it does on my mom's heart as well, but to include your grandkids, your children, whatever, in the process of visiting people. And right now, what an easier way to do than via Zoom. If you're, if your parents are living, you know, in a situation that you can't visit them, which is most situations, what is a non-threatening way? Because your kids certainly know Zoom now. They're doing school on Zoom, and so they know how to do that. And just
they know how to
interact
so much more than we do.
Boy, don't they ever! Don't they ever! But it's kind of to take the mystery away. You know, don't let it be a scary thing. These are viable human beings who want interaction. Let's be creative and figure out how we can have this interaction and be purposeful in that. It is an odd time that we live in, but also a very exciting time of possibility.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, too, you know, as we go forward, I just want to say Happy New Year to you and all that you do for our families. And for our families that are listening, Daphne is an amazing resource for each and every one of you. It doesn't matter where you are in the process of caring for a loved one. Daphne can help, and I encourage each and every one of you just to touch base with her, and you can reach her. Daphne, how do we reach you?
855-734-1500, and our website is easy, pinnacleseniorplacements.com.
Well, I just wish first of all, you guys and your team of seven of your amazing people at Pinnacle, a wonderful Happy New Year. We look forward to working with you through the next year in 2021 when things are a lot better, when we can all come together now that we have a vaccine coming. And certainly we at Answers for Elders are so happy and privileged and honored to be able to be the voice of senior care here in this last weekend of 2020 as we move forward into a brand new year. And so to each and every one of you, have a safe rest of your holiday season, and remember this, be good to each other.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.